Hi, I'm Greg Jennings with this Black History Month moment.
We present a special address by the President of the United States, Dwight D. Eisenhower.
The President's responsibility is inescapable. In accordance with that responsibility, I have today issued an executive order directing the use of troops under federal authority to aid in the execution of federal law at Little Rock, Arkansas.
The willingness of nine young men and women to stand up during a standoff led to the eventual integration of Little Rock Public Schools. Following the 1954 Supreme Court ruling in the Brown versus Board of Education case that racial segregation in educational facilities is unconstitutional, the Little Rock Board of Education scheduled the integration of Little Rock Central High School for September of 1957. By a group that would become known as the Little Rock Nine. The students were confronted by an angry mob and turned away from the school on September 4th by the Arkansas National Guard under the orders of segregationist Governor Orville Faubus. A legal standoff between Faubus and the federal government followed for 3 weeks, leading President Dwight D. Eisenhower to dispatch soldiers from the 101st Airborne Division of the Army to prevent mob rule. Eisenhower also federalized the Arkansas National Guard and delivered a nationally televised address. Finally, on September 25th, 1957, the Little Rock Nine made it through their first day of school. They faced physical attacks and mental torments, but Ernest Green, the only senior in the group, became the first black student to graduate from Little Rock Central High School in May of 1958.